Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Hey, I just got an offer in the mail for a business loan, and I thought I'd look into it a little bit.
Oh, okay. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code on there? I can pull your file up.
I do.
All right, go ahead with that code.
2311-431-0060-2055.
Okay, give me one second. I'll pull it up, see what we're working with here. And who am I speaking with right now?
You're speaking with Benjamin Randy.
Okay, Benjamin, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. All right. And Benjamin, what's the name of the business that you're calling with?
Honey Creek Apiaries.
Okay. All right. And then we have the, I guess it's the billing address as P.O. Box 841453 in Hilldale. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And what is the structure of the business over there? Are you incorporated?
It's an LLC.
LLC, okay. All right. And how long you been in business over there?
It's been, since I registered with the state, it's been about a year and a half.
Okay. Are you the 100% owner?
Yeah, I am. I'm 100% owner. I have an authorized agent, but I am 100% owner.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it looks like what you have there is a pre-approved finance offer for both working capital and equipment financing. We do have a lot of different programs within that. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction here.
Okay. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to expand my business, and so I need to get a bunch of D-boxes and a trailer.
Okay.
So I'm looking at about $35,000 is what I was looking into.
$35,000, okay. Any idea on how soon you wanted to get the funds in place?
The sooner the better.
Okay.
If I was going to do it. I'm just looking into it. I'm going to see what your interest rate is and that kind of stuff. But if I want to do it, then, the sooner the better.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it sounds like on the $35,000, that's pretty much all for equipment. Is that kind of what we're looking at here?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. 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 And do you have, the specific pieces kind of like picked out from a vendor, or do you just know that you need them and you still got to shop around a little?
No, I have them picked out from another beekeeper.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, are they kind of are you buying them used or are they new?
It's used.
Used, okay. So they're just kind of selling, kind of their extra pieces. Is that the case?
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, with that $35,000 in equipment, all those pieces, how many pieces in total are we looking at?
That would be 2,500 boxes with frames.
Oh, wow.
And it would be one trailer.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then how about, how much does the trailer cost?
The trailer is $6,000,
okay. All right, and the rest will be the boxes.
Just the boxes, yeah.
Got it, okay. So explain to me what the boxes, what you use those for. I'm not too familiar with it.
Well, So I'm a beekeeping business. That's what I do. The hive of a beehive is 2 boxes high, and then as you start feeding them and as they start building honey, then you need to throw another box on it. Each box holds 9 individual frames that the bees put honey into.
Okay.
So the boxes I'm after, I already have my hives. The boxes I'm after is the boxes they're going to start storing the honey in. And then at the end, I pull the boxes off and extract the honey.
Okay. Now, do you ultimately do you reuse those boxes? Like through multiple cycles?
Right, you do.
Okay. Nice. How long do those typically last for you? Do you know?
A box will last about 20 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
But these are used, and I would say they have, the majority of them, I'd say, would have 10 years on them. A lot of them probably only 5 years.
And then how about, as far as, getting those, up and running, how long does it take for you until they begin to cash flow?
So before I get the cash flow from these boxes, it's going to be in the fall. So, September, October is when I will be able to start pulling the boxes back off the hives and extracting the honey and making honey cells. And then as a beekeeping business, you basically get 2 checks a year, your honey check, and then I bring my bees down to California and I pollinate almonds. And so then you get an almond check April, March, first part of April is when you get your almond check.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then any idea on I guess, how much you expect to clear each time with those? Like one round of the honey check, what's that look like? If it were those total boxes that you have in place or that you want to get in place.
Right. So for those total 2,500 boxes, to get the honey you would get out of those, I'll have to run some math real quick. I didn't calculate that. Seven times 4 is 28. So every 28, I would get one drum. So you would be looking at about 25 drums worth of honey. Times that by a drum, if I'm selling it wholesale, is about $1,200.
Oh, okay.
So you'd be $30,000 worth of honey each ball off of them.
Sure. All right.
And then in the almonds, you make more than that. You'd be about $45,000 in the almonds.
Oh wow! You actually do more on the almond than the honey.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool, okay. All right, well, that's a pretty generous cash flow coming that you'd have expecting if you can get all those in place. So it sounds like it makes sense to get it in. Now, as far as kind of the path that we'll take to get this in, there are 2 different paths here. First, I would like to try to get it financed traditionally, just as... like a secured loan on the equipment side of things, because you're using it as equipment. When we do that, we're able to set you up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and the rates start around the mid single digits. Now, that is the ideal scenario here, but there are a few obstacles to it. The fact that they are used, and it's not really, I don't know, I myself haven't dealt with these boxes before, so it's not something I've seen before. The type of equipment that it is a factor in the process. So, I don't know for sure if it's going to fit the parameters of it, but I definitely say it's worth a shot because it's the strongest program out there. Now, also with that, it is harder to qualify for. Time in business is a pretty large factor, as well as personal credit. I know you're somewhat, younger as a business, at about a year and a half there. So what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? How's it look?
My personal credit is—it looks. I mean, it's pretty. It's an all right score, but it's pretty maxed out.
Oh, okay. Any idea on what around what the score is?
Score, it's around like 690 or 711, somewhere in
Oh,
there.
okay. Okay. All right. That is right around the national average. The national average is about 690. So that's pretty much where you need to be to qualify for the equipment financing. So at least on that specific, area, I think we're still in the running. As far as the type of equipment and the time in business, those are the two that are going to be somewhat of a challenge. But I've seen businesses that young get it. But like I said, I haven't dealt with these particular types of, boxes as equipment before. The trailer definitely we should be able to do. Now another component of this is when you finance equipment, both you need to get approved and the vendor needs to get approved. So the person that you're buying it from. So if they're just a business that's selling their old piece of equipment, we can do that. But it is a little bit of an extra challenge. So just want to let you know, like the first path that we're going to take here is try to get this financed traditionally on the equipment side of things, where you're looking at, rates in the mid single digits. You got up to a 5-year term and you got monthly payments. So I mean, how does that sound for you? Is it kind of in line with what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's in line with what I'm looking for.
Okay. Now, have you looked for financing for this anywhere else yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, just I would just be interested to see what kind of feedback they gave you on, the type of equipment, if it was something they could do. We will definitely give it a shot. Now, if one of these eliminates us from that being an option, we do still have another option for you, and that would be on the unsecured side of things, as opposed to a secured loan. We can do an unsecured working capital loan, where it would be unsecured cash deposited into the business account that you can use however you would like. So you could take that cash and use it to purchase the equipment. Now, the difference between the two, which why I would say it's a second option, is because of the nature of it being unsecured cash. There's no collateral attached to it. It costs a little more than the equipment. So it's just the price that you pay for, having unsecured cash. But if the equipment's not an option, at least this is a way that we can allow you to, actually get it in place. Because it sounds like you're able to make some money off of this. If you can get, $30,000 off that honey check coming up in the fall, it might make some sense to, take the cash, get the equipment in place, make your money back. And another thing about the working capital side, as far as the terms go, it's a little different than the equipment. Instead of 2 to 5 years, the working capital it's more of a short-term loan. So the terms go anywhere for they go anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So shorter than the other one. But what you can do is the way we do it is we qualify you for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and kind of work backwards from there. So we allow you to choose, any amount up to the amount we approve you for. So if we approve you for 50 and you only need 30, you can take the 30. And then on the term side of things, we'll approve you for the longest term possible. Say we approve you for a 2-year term. If it makes more sense to set it up on a term that matches your return, if you're going to get 30,000 in the fall and make your money back, you might want to set something up that matches that, maybe a 6-month term, where you're not paying the extra interest that would come with a two-year term. So we have a few different options, and they're probably we'll probably prioritize them, but we'll see what's available and then go over each of them to see what the best situation is that makes sense for kind of your business model here. Now, so you've been in for a year and a half. What did you guys do for your yearly gross revenue last year?
What did we do for, sorry?
For your yearly gross revenue, so your gross annual sales.
I've taken all my money and dumped it back into these, so I've more than doubled my business.
Sure. Now, do you know what you did for like the top line sales?
Yeah.
Just so you're saying what I brought in last year?
Yeah, total that you brought in.
What I did last year is on my honey, I just did a trade work with, so I traded my honey for bees and equipment last year.
Oh, I see.
Not something I can record or sell. But on my almond set this year was $26,000. I got that I can sell.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm projecting next year to be quite a bit more because I've expanded.
Okay. All right. So let's see. For 2015, have you filed a tax return for the business?
On 2015, no, we didn't.
Okay. I'm just trying to kind of narrow down the programs that we're going to be able to get in here. A lot of them require a few different things, so just trying to see what we're working with here. It definitely seems... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, so 2015 is when I was just starting, and I was getting into it, and my income was trade. I was trading. I was growing off of a big bee business, and so my labor, my income was trade for the bees themselves, and so now I own the bees. So this year, the spring of this year, was the first time I got a check in Honey Creek's name.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so if you were to kind of take a guess as to what you're trending to do for this year for, you know, your gross annual sales, your top revenue, where about would you think that would fall?
Okay, so I got, like I said, I've for this year I've got $26,000 already from the almonds, and then my honey sales, I'm still building it. I'm hoping I'm hoping for another about $20,000.
Sure.
From the honey.
Okay. So here's another question for you. You do have a business bank account, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have 6 months of statements where you're making deposits into the account?
Yeah, I got 6 months of history on the account, but then again, I have my almond deposit shown in it. But typically, what you get is an almond and a honey.
Yeah, I got it.
I haven't started selling my honey yet.
So you got
that, and you would see the almond check of this spring going into it.
Got it. So yeah, it has like kind of the big almond check, and then there's not much in between, right?
Right. There is a little in there, but not a lot.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I think what we'll do is we'll see what we can do with it, because as long as you have 6 months of business bank statements, I should be able to fit you into a couple of the working capital programs. I think definitely our first shot is probably going to be our best shot at getting it done on the equipment side of things. And that one, it's going to be much more, it'll be better rates, better terms. But it's just going to come down to a matter of getting qualified for it. So I guess that's where we are in the process. I kind of have a good idea of what we need to do. Now, the next step is to get you qualified. So in order to do that, I need you to fill out a one-page application. I need you to send me the 6 months of those, the bank statements. And then I need kind of like a quote or an invoice for the equipment, the boxes and the trailer. Did you have a quote? I can't remember if I asked you that.
On the what?
Did you have a quote on the boxes and the trailer?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. So that's all I'll need is the bank statements, the application, and the quote. And then from there, go ahead, get you qualified, see what we're working with, and we'll go over, you know, the options that we have at that point. What's a good email address I can send you the application over to?
Ben@honeycake.biz.
That is it honeycake? K-A, or honey, C-A-K-E?
Creek.
Oh, Creek. Okay.
C-R-E-E-K.
Okay. And what was the end of that?
.biz, B-I-Z.
.biz, okay. All right, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll put the email together. It'll have the application in there, and then it'll have the list of everything else I need. It's just the bank statements and the quotes. And then on the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information, my phone number, you know, obviously the email address. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call, shoot me an email, and I'll get right back to you. But all I need you to do is fill out the application, send that stuff back to me, and it usually takes about 24 to 48 hours to get you an answer, and we'll take it from there, go over and see what makes the most sense.
All right,
so I'll send it out to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, nice meeting you. Sounds like definitely going to have some options. Hopefully get this in place for you, let you make some money.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, you have a good one.
You too.